We left off yesterday. Shin Yud Dalet Sif Ches Chosolos. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, Chosolos Shal Tomorrow with Grobos in Makisu, etc., etc. Matir V'Soser Shash Rasachevo. What do you mean, Soser? What does that mean? What do the words mean? Of course, this is the Torah. It's what it says over there, Mafkia. What about Hashem Mafkia? Mafkia means you undo it. Kiveges Akasha. The Rambam says, Posach Avolim Chai Mishim Kosher, Soser Chai Mishim Matir. So therefore, after Soser Shlom As Livnos, Yaakov Parmi Sitra Bonim, to Soser Kesh Shokayama. So how can you unravel it? He now appears Rashi Vatur and Kusha the Hamel Yisbuk of the Rambam. The Rambam made up this thing. There's no real source for this Rambam. He says it's Yerushalmi. It's not really Yerushalmi. They have Posel Chavolim and they have Posel Chavolim. Okay, they disagree. Avala, because there's no knot. You're just twisting ropes together. Avala Rambam Kusha. The Lama Hitiru Kanapkiya. He's tied to the Rambam Yeforish Mashama Bagamor Mafkiya. Had the menatek v'koreya. Not that you unravel it, you simply cut it, you rip it. V'kein mutter lo odet mimashi tiyu l'achlach afilin v'kli. The sugas ha-gemar, if you recall, is a mukta question. Rabbi Nechemia and others using some kind of instrument. V'en shayach l'esanach was korea gufa. Why not? To also with rabbonon afilin v'shalom aslid. For us, a good kasha. As the old Bishop Korea, where both will learn to talk for Korea officially now. So let me in Issa Korea. No, Chiddush. The Ein Shayach Shem Zeh Elik B'Kriyas HaBeget the Shayach Bo Korea Menas Litva. Well, he goes to Rabbanan, HaFinah Shalom Menas Litva. Ma'ashen Gim B'Zeh. He claims that the only time in Issa to Rabbanan Shalom Menas Litva is when in the same Beget you could do Av Menas Litva. Here he says he claims you can't. We'll see soon. Who can't eat the Shabbos Chafala from an Aleph? Mibloy mitlase kohanim mehemenut mehemeneim who madlikin who mehemayu mafkiin shepirusha sham shem korin which appears Rashi sham how you mafkiin. Let's take a look. Put it up from our side. Chafala. Great daf. Why such a great daf? Chanukah. This is the daf of Chanukah. We really should take some time out to learn a little about Chanukah. We have Gemara Shabbos open this year. You know, most years they don't have Gemara Shabbos. They taught a lot of sugars of Chanukah. But this year, I think we should really maybe take some time out a little bit. We have Gemara Shabbos in front of us. Hoyom Avkiyin is Rashi, about 12 lines up approximately. Korin, the Yosef Silas B'Simchas Beis Shoeva. Shehibi has this notion. So you hear the word mafkiyin means rip. Okay, it's the fourth and the last wide, not very wide line, medium wide line on Chafala from an Aleph. Okay, it's the very important sugya. It's right before the sugya which begins. It says, Eim adligin am b'chanukah. The mamash holding b'chanukah already. Winter kids life, so it's appropriate that we read a line just 5 lines above the word Chanukah is mentioned. This is the first time in the sugya. So Shabbos Chafala from now, nothing's a coincidence. That's what we read. Look, quotes over here. Fine. Avolisto gedelas ha'hechevel emaloch diaser who bechlav matik heshel kayam. Claims the Rambam will not allow it. As a matter of fact, so writes the Bir Halacha Shin Yudalid Sif Ches. Okay. That's what he says. Shnidal Zuchas. The truth is, this is not such a simple thought. There is a Chazanish, which has a different take. Chazanish is in more than one place. I'll read you from Simon Nun Aleph, Sivkot and Yud Gimel. Yes, sir.
Why is the halacha so bothered by Nakia according to the Rambam? What about Stam untying it? Should untying it the Reakol be an Israel not here?
Correct. Good question. It's a good question. Stam Akash. Stam a kasha. Right. Whatever Teretz will answer that kasha will answer this kasha too. That's what you're basically saying. So what does he want? That's what, more or less what the Chazon Ish seems to be saying. Let's take a look. He writes as follows. We think that the answer that we gave yesterday will answer this kasha too. What did we say yesterday? That whatever is wrapped around a food and not going to be reused is batel to the contents, and therefore it cannot hear no evil, see no evil, do no evil. There's no malachi could possibly be over, because what you're dealing with is as if it doesn't exist. It's batel. That's a harsh word to use, batel. You know, batel b'shishim, you know, but. But this is a concept from Moshe the Tshuva about this also. The kli is bottled to its contents. And therefore there's no Easter of anything. No Easter of Koreas, no Easter of Sosers, no Easter of Matir. I should say, I just gave you three negative melachos. Right? None of them apply. Because what you're dealing with is bottled to its content. It's garnished. Zero. So therefore, none of these certain could possibly apply. That's what we said yesterday. That would answer all the world's kashas, right? It would answer your kasha, answer this kasha too. Yeah.
So the master question, why can't you say it's a kesher shen or shalakaya?
Come to that. Could be. Come to that. All this we're going to discuss one thing at a time. So we here were saying, and we had a basis for it. Remember the lashon of the kol, what we saw in the shor, It's like a klipa that goes in. Somebody asked me, because of dosh. This is like without dosh. When is it without dosh? So the Eglital says if it's for immediate use and it used to be immediate use, no problem with dosh. Okay, not going to the deals of dosh now. But what are these other problems? Shover, soser. No. It's bottle, nothing. It's bottle to its content. Whenever it's not going to be reused, it's bottle to its content. That's what we think is the correct svara, and that should answer this kash of the as well. It's a good answer to the kasha l'chora. It's a good answer to the kasha, and his answer is not so simple because his push pshat is not the way he says.
How does that answer the
chosol? The chosol basket is not going to be reused. Correct.
That's right. It's not a basket.
No. We're assuming for the moment it's not going to be reused. You smash it and throw it into the garbage.
Smash the basket.
Yeah.
It didn't say smash the basket. The Gemara said untie or break the rope.
Okay, but you could do that too. Let's see let's look at the Gemara one more time. Kuf mem vav omud aleph. See it again. Chol solol shel grogos shel tmarim matir umafkia v'choteich. Why do you want to do such a thing? Just untie it. The answer is you're going to throw in the garbage. Whatever's the easiest way to get to the dried figs. That's what you do. The fact that you're willing to be mafkia and chote, well, mafkia is a question of what it means, right? Either rip it or unravel it. We know what chote means, you just cut it. Why do you want to cut it? You're going to ruin it. That's going to throw in the garbage. That's what we're assuming for the moment. If not, it's a problem.
Kind of bag or kind of clean?
Whatever this chosol is. Chosol is a basket, right? It's a basket. That's what Rashi says, no? What Rashi about the word chosol? Rashi said over here on the Kuf and Vav and Aleph, where is it? Rashi said, Chosolos Kli Shal Kapas Tomorim, V'yosin Kimin Salim, V'yosin Dostochon Tomorim, Royal is Basha. It's like it's made from your lulav. Yeah, your lulav, but you make from the lulav, it's not, you'll keep forever. It's cheap. That's what you assume. For the moment, we'll assume it. If we're wrong, we'll see later. Maybe the souls will think we're wrong. We'll have a different opinion. Now the Chazon Ish, they start saying, in Siman Nun Aleph Sifkot Yud Gimel, has a different word over here. A different word.
Who said this? Is there a Moshe?
No. This word of Moshe said, we saw yesterday the same Halich El Shabbos said it. He attributes it to the Kolbo, who the Mechab is quoting. The Mechab quotes it verbatim from the Kolbo. We saw the original, we saw it somewhere. But the Lashon over here, in the Mechaber, Kemosh Shover goes in Moshkedim. That's it's nothing. the shell is butl to the contents. Okay? And we read the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem. Dafka hani the lav kelim gemur mem, which we interpret to mean cannot be reused. Right? Eina masrim alas hispasha tzmar besocha, and then it gets thrown out. Have a kli gomer for sosim and mechab of reishim mezeh li yisur. Makselas shav tofrim voperis mistara primigodim him dami lechol solos or not. Presumably it depends upon it's thrown out or not. That's what we're suggesting for the moment. Yeah, we hear you're coming from a different place. Prima Gona may say, like you, has to be a very weak, physically clean, not just enough to get thrown out. Not for you for cans. According to Moshe, cans is the same as this, because they all got thrown out after one use. And Prima Gona may say, no, can is stark. Made in a factory, made from metal. If you compare it to this Shvacha Meister made from Lulu strands. Moshe holds it's the same thing. We'll get to it, all these things as we go. The Chazon Ish is a different take. Quotes is over here. What do you do with the Rambam? He says the Rambam, Mishnah Berurah is telling me, Lo Yitochen! You cannot imagine the amount of unbelievable respect that the Chazon Ish had for the Chofetz Chaim. He wrote in one of his letters, we have a tradition going back to Ravina and Ravashi, going through the Rishonim, going through the Beis Yosef, and the Chofetz Chaim. That's what he writes. Despite that, in 1,000 places he says, Lo Yitochen. That's no contradiction. It shows that you can have the greatest respect as being the man of the repository of wisdom. He's 99% right. But he said a million things. So you can argue 1,000 times, you know, 99.9, whatever percent, he's right. Right? 1.1% is not right. That's the way he's not afraid. Lo Yitochen. Why is Lady talking? Look at the Gemara. Rabos, I see I cut you off a little too soon in my Mara Makoma, so I don't want to make it too difficult. So we see the Gemara. Let's take a look. Chosol shall grogu shall tomorrow matter mafkir v'chotech. V'tan yidach matter avalo mafkir v'lo chotech. Lo kasha. Rabbanah Rav Nechemya. Tell him Nechemya Omer. Filutarvada filutalas filusakim and nitol and letzorot hashmish. It's a mukta problem. It's a mukta problem. I think Mar says, "Boy, my name Rav Sheshes Mal Mivras Chavitas Bebrutia B'Shapta." The pistol come Mechaven, the Rosh Tzedila, and the other come Mechaven B'Shari. What does this mean? Because they told me it's the Mordechai. I shouldn't necessarily see it in the original. They're making a hole in a barrel. Rashi Yofer, the Harchim Motzer Yain B'Nekam Godol B'Lonokim Le'Kederach Anok B'Nekam Ogol B'Yofer. I meant to make a nice opening. Just get the wine out. She says. You're trying to make a nice opening, it's awesome. Aye, Chavos Shuyayim, that is Rosh and Messiah. No, there are line Yopa Kamachavim. Here, line Yopa Kamachavim, Liftuchim Miftim. Why open from the top? Why are you making a hole? Must mean that you're trying to make a new, nice opening, which is the problem. Okay, that's just a Gemara which we didn't put on the Makoros, but it's Kedai. Says Chazon Ish as follows. What are you talking? Why? So the Kmina and Ahid the Tanya Mata Lamafia the Chol Dekir Rav Nechemya. So the Kena Korcha Mafkia Hainu Bikli. Hainu Bikli. And the Bialacha didn't say that. Bialacha said, if you look inside, how he says, well, the answer to the question we call to the Shita is a Rambam. What's Pshat? What does it mean? It means. It wasn't a word that I don't see over here. Chazon Ish that the Halacha said, if you see this word, you find it for me. Tell me what he quotes from Ki Vegas Kasha, right? We saw on top of this piece, Ki Vegas Kasha, right? Nishab and Tzorach here, line 3, Rambam, right? So Rambam explains it to Mishnah Berurah. Mafkia haina shekoro v'yad hu mechatech haina b'kli. What does it mean, koro mechatech? They're two different words, right? Mafkia mechatech. So what does it mean, mafkia mechatech? So this is not explicit in B'Yolach, but the Rabbi Chazon Ish is assuming it. How do you say the Rabbi will learn? How will he learn? The answer is, Mafkia is menatek v'koreya. You rip it. Nu rabosai, what's in between that and mechatech? It's also found over here. Mafkia mechatech, right? There's three different things. Mafkia v'chotech. Says the chazan, it must be pshat, that mafkia is by hand, and mechatech is by kli. Otherwise it's just redundant. Yes, sir? That's exactly the point. V'zalo yitoche, so mekmina nahi detanya matir, avalo mafkia, v'lo chotech, kram nechemia. V'imkein ha'koch, mafkia is also bekli. They're both bekli. So he says that it's lo yitoche. I don't see exactly what the kasha is. Maybe that's, he'll all say the same thing. Talk about, they're both bekli. Just slightly different pulas. But that's his kasha. V'od, Tina the Rambam Havadi Umin HaGemara Yerushalmi. Gemara Shechatz B'Migdal Oz. Migdal Oz. Oh my goodness. Aval Afonei Let's Be Yerushalmi. You don't have it. I told you. You don't have it anywhere. That's why they tell me. He says, okay, they'll argue with the Rambam. So-called Pseudo Yerushalmi. Kitzer, he's not happy with this. So what's Takap Shah? What's Takap Shah? Look what he says, Pshah, like this. I'll read you the words of the Holy Chazanish. You know, the Rashba says that even a Chavis Shlema you can break. Tosfos, you saw yesterday, I'm getting ahead of myself, we're not learning bonus theory yet, but it has to come up. We saw Tosfos yesterday that said that the only time it's mutter to be shoved the Chavis is if it's made from mustiki, put together with a bunch of broken pieces of cheres. Help me with the resin. Shvacha Mises. Then you can break it. But the Rashi disagrees. He says, no. See, you look at Tosfos. See, we didn't do this yesterday, but now you get, just to make it a little easier. Tosfos, V'af al-gav. It's the start of a line. You see the word Gemara. Kufan Bava Manav. See the word Gemara? Make a left turn by the word Gemara. Right? V'af al-gav, the host of the Beit Salom, the Kmina, Hochi, Eli Rabbe Lezer. The Purim, Lester, Lezer, Hodet, Nana, Shalom, and Sachovis. And they answered, Mustuki. Says Tos, no. Mikomagom, I feel the Rabbana, Mipa, look me, Achi, etc. But the Rashbi disagrees. No. Only Abelez is Mustuki. Abelez is not Mustuki. That's what he's quoting. The Rashbi says you can break the Chavis, even if it's not Mustuki. Even if it's what he calls Shlema. I, what happened to do with Binyan Bekalim? I'll say, ain't Binyan Bekalim. Take a look at Kuf Beis in the base. Kufes Amud Beis says the Gemara. You saw the Mordechai. You should have picked this up a little bit. The Gemara's expression over here on Kufes Amud Beis. Where is it? Not here. Hold on. I think I have the wrong daf. He quotes Kufes Amud Beis. Ah, he quotes Tosfos Kufes Amud Beis. Tosfos Beis and Beis quotes a Gemara on Kuf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Okay, take a look. Kuf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Give a look, please. Kuf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. What does the Gemara say? What am I going to say? Rava Makasava ain't binyan bekalim v'ain stira bekalim. Either binyan or stira exists. So what's the problem over here? Gzera shem yitka. And what's wrong with yitka? No binyan. So Rashi gzera shem yitka. The fourth wide line. Bechoska b'sakan v'yaseiras. Hav le gemar malacha v'chayim v'shemaka v'patish. According to Rashi, there's no binyan, there's no stira. There's Makkah B'Padash there is. Okay, you with me so far? So far, so good. Says the Chazanish as follows. The Rashban Kuf Mem Vav is Mata Shover, even a full Kli. Even though there's Binyan Be'osa Kli, as Tosfos says, not Kuf Beis and Beis, Tosfos says, Hi Man. Afa Gav the Kaimla and Binyan Be'Kalin. Maria, it's only a Chazar, but Binyan Gover, Mechayev v'kenek v'lo v'karka. Mitashot tarsim daf mem zayim v'ismol chayev chatos. Rashi will say, no, Tosfos, you're right, you're wrong. Tosfos will say, that's Magal v'patish, it's not binyan. Rashi's not going to be the Tosfos. Rashi will say, ain't binyan v'kenek ever. Magal v'patish there is. But Tosfos is even binyan v'kenek, it's called binyan go. Okay? That's far afield. We're not up there yet. We still have to finish. We're way off. We're trying to go slowly through the malachas one at a time, or two at a time, I should say. Okay, two at a time. Two of the twins, they go together. Right? Says Chazanish as follows. Mikomakom, I read you his words. Ein stira bekelim, bismand lo asik bistiras kli, elevotsos agrogris, the chashiv. What's the next word, once I guess? Shimush. V'lo malacha. The magic word. Shimush. 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 He says, all he's doing is asik lital as agrogus lo chayal alei shem soser. Now, this is not the same as he said earlier. Earlier we said it's a chasaron in the kli. The kli is nothing. It's bottled to the contents. A chasaron, if you will, in the chefsa. Now we're saying it's a chasaron in the gavra. What the gavra is doing is not labeled as an act of olamat hasmalachas, but rather it's labeled as an act of shimush. He's just trying to get to his dried figs. And therefore the same as shame sosa l'chalalei, you can't call it a sosa because he's not doing a malach, he's just getting to his figs. Therefore, shame mata also l'chalalei, so you can untie it. Okay, and he repeats himself three times. I mean, each time, because everyone has emphasis. Kev and the lo osik b'to ha-Torah's kesher, and the osa dera kiloyom. What's kiloyom? Destruction, right? Umafkia de lechalos ha-sachem to destroy the rope. Ha-ma'akfa militol ha-satmarim. This rope, that darn rope, it's getting in the way of my desire to eat the dates. Rip it apart. And look at Mr. Brewer, please, in Simon Shin Yud. Let's get the right one. Shin Yud Dalid Sivkot Nchav Hei. He quotes a Tosefta. Muta Gamkin the Kroah Ormi of Yachav Shayayin. Ubavashi Yachav Lazo Zinuk. Which is a marzeh. It tells you to look at Tosefta, Perig Yud Zayin Ha'orates. I don't know, is it there? Did you look it up? You know, the fancy Mishnah Berurah gives me a cup. It's just a Tosefta. I have a fancy one. Let's see if it's there. Yep, it's right here. Page Memvav and our fancy Gemara's in the back. Yud Zayin test on the last one on the page. Korea Adam is the or shall piachov shayin. Vashi is kavanaso zinuk. You can't make it into a spout, but just to rip it open is permissible. Why? Abdis of Korea. Why? Why? Korea, you're ripping. Why? So the Minchas Yitzchok at the bottom it says. It does not show over other masachovas lechem and grogers. Whatever you're doing, we don't view it as a malacha. Not a malacha of sosa, not a malacha of matan, not a malacha of korea. You know why not? All he's trying to do is destroy what's in the way to get to his food. A very primitive instinct, you know. The animals, they're ripping in the way to get to their food. Some people eat like animals. I'm not saying clearly this guy's doing that, but I mean, could be that some people do it that way. Grr, get rid of this, I gotta eat my food. Yeah, I'm saying, I'm just trying to get dramatic. You know, he's doing a civilized manner. He's not a behavior of a chayla of. He's a civilized Jew. But he's doing it, you know, he just wants to get rid of that thing to get to his food. He does it bedover in a very, very beautiful and genteel, elegant, and proper Torah way. But the bottom line, he's getting rid of that stuff to get to the food. Okay? That's the bottom line. He's going to eat. Chazanish claims that is not considered to be a malacha, it's considered to be a hashchasa. 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 The third way would be to understand that it's what's called plain shimush, without hashkaza. Shimush. In other words, we have three pshatim in this thing. One, it's a chesaron in the chefza. The chefza is considered to be bundled to its content. A second way, it's b'derech hashkaza. It cannot be given to any standard, it can't be called a malacha at all. And the third way, it's called derech shimush. Right? I'm opening and closing, I open and close the door. Three possible answers. Okay? Now we go back to this beautiful sefer called the Halicha Shabbos. That's where I'm getting this from. Since I have it open, since I opened it, we're going to go straight with this until we finish. Take us a while. We'll go back and see what other people said about all these things. You know, once I have the sefer in my hands, it's a beautiful sefer. And as I met the Machaber, I told you. So we'll try to, if you have any questions, you can write him a, you can go visit him or send him a, call him up. Put his phone number in. My phone number is out of my svar. Phone book, they give me anyway, but he has it in his svar. Yeah.
How clear is it that in Derech HaShkaza and we have the Kli, we say the Kli is like intimate gifts of the
Wapatai? Two separate shots. No. One, we say that the Chefza is nothing. The Chefza is nothing. And therefore, it's bundled to its content. And even if I would do it in a manner, I don't know, which is not derech hashkasa, I don't know how you can do such a thing, but lu yutsuyer, it would still be mutter, because no, the chemt is nothing. Derech hashkasa, the chor is a much more, it's much better heter. Why? We said until now that the heter bundled to the kli only works if you use it once. Use it twice, cannot be bundled to its contents, as we're assuming for the moment. But derech hashkasa should work even in that kind of a case. And so should the third answer, what we call shimush, without derech hashkasa. I just want to give you the page numbers here so you can look these things up a little bit later on. Page Kuf Tzadi, he quotes the Chazon Ish. He says, I'll read you his words. Heter kriyas chosalos lav mishum reyes of the kliu, that was yesterday shir, the cheftz's bottle, lav mishum reyes of b'derech v'kavonos ha-malach. And he just repeats what we just said. Then he has another way to say pshat. It's like Kesha Kofsin, as you said. Kem Mishanas at the Shosh Hayuda Lipsichoso, and the Chosof Kekesha Miskaye. Right? Kekesha Shibosh. Yes.
But what about.
All is a page, Kuf Tzadi. All three. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Keep going.
What about the Gemara about the being master of the Kofi Pesach?
Why the Akasha Rabboki Bishas? What a great Kasha. So that Kasha, that comparison of Kuf Yud Zayin, I saw somewhere recently, yesterday or today, I'm not really sure where I saw it, and someone addresses it, but until I find it, I can't answer you. I don't want to say something which is against what other people are saying. Well, I'll look for it again. Maybe we'll find it here. I'm reading you now further in Chazon Ish.
I've heard a lot of examples like that, like buying constant killing fruits, or...
So peeling fruits, that's a good question. Why is it Nisir of Dosh or Borer? He's of this nature. No, that's a different story. There, we don't view it as something which is destructive. On the contrary, it's considered to be constructive. You're making something, you're improving the chemtzo. Not exactly the same. Your question is a good question. I'm not saying I'm not belittling a question. But I just want to finish this quote of Chazon Ish. Quotes the Yushan we saw yesterday on the screen by Chosel. The Yushan says Chosel with a Samach, not a Sav. Ah, Ezo a Torah? Mosakash, you're a Korea and a Matir. You have twice. Korea and Matir, both. No. Nasek Bashobra Sachovis. What's Pshah? So Yushan understands. In Mata Kesh Shal Kayama, also Derech Hashchosa Shal Kol Achoso Ein Zavat Torah. What I told you, smashing the whole thing. You didn't believe it. That's what he says. I read. Could be. And here's what read the next line. Uveshabis kufyut zayin amon aleph to shakalei bebarza. Quotes that Gemara. You know what he says? Leka malacha elashvus. There's no malacha. Why not? Why is there no malacha? He's saying exactly the same thing as you said. Precisely for this reason. That's why it's not a malacha. Now wait a second. Let's look at that Gemara again. Hold on. Hold on. Take a look at Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. That's where he quotes. Where I saw it somewhere. It's right at the next line. Okay? The Gemara is on the middle, halfway down Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Aye, the psikration of Eloyomus. Psikration of what malach? What malach? Hochas is Rashi, Abdullah Machavin. Mavshin who? Mavshin, what are the lamentes? Shabbat and Bavarzi. What does that mean? Bachetigas Dakas, Mashin, Bechotech, and Enzer, Derech, Afshota, Bekach, La Malachu, El Shvus. Shvus of what? What is Tosa say? Shvus? No, it's not even a Shvus. It's nothing. Zero. Zero. Why is it Usher? Not even a Shvus. So what's the problem? Well, he says it's some kind of a, what do you call it over here? Tosus Kosu Deena Ela Tiltul, and therefore there's no Issa Korea. He says the Kasha, why isn't there an Issa Korea by Baza Bezuya? That's Chazir's Kasha, your Kasha. Get Mavshin. It's Korea. The answer is, he says, it's nothing. It's Derech Hashchos. Kishor Reis HaChavis. Nothing. Zero. That's Chazanish. Hold on. But here's a problem. Here's a problem. Here's a problem, and I have a problem with his answer. I have a problem with his answer. This is what he says. V'yim tovar im kein, chosoma shebekarka. Chosoma shebekarka. That's the Gemara Masechet Beita, that Lamed Aleph based on the Ma'amar Kamos. It's also found in Shulchan Aruch. So you don't have Beita, let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see where chosoma shebekarka is found. Rabosai. Shin yud dalet sif yud. Chosoma shebekarka. Go delet shobor shekoshe bochevel. Yochal atiro. Lavkeshe shel kayamahu sherei omein lahatir avlo mafkiyah v'chotech v'shem stira. What? Didn't he just get through saying there's no Issa Malacha when you're just trying to get to something? Right? What is this thing here? Dela shel bor. What's in the bor? What's in the bor? Food, drink, water. Right? Is that an assumption? I'm serious. I'm asking a question. I don't understand the Matthias. That's why I'm here. The reason I'm asking this. What do you mean and Bekaka? What do the facts say? Dela Shobor Shakosha Bokhem. Apparently there's a lid called it a door on a pit. Shakosha Bokhem tied with a rope. Why they tie with a rope? So no one should get in. Animals shouldn't get in, right? Tie with a rope. They can't, they're gonna unravel ropes. Could other human beings get in? That's like this week's parasha, right? Yaakov Avinu, big rock on top, no one should get in. Golu was seven, up here a bear, and he did it. Whatever. This is something along these. Am I right? It's along these lines. Now you learn this along these lines. Seeming I have a big question, which I need you to answer. Yaakov Atiro. Lav kesha shel kayamu, shari omer lahater, ava lo mafkiya v'chotech. So mefurish in Gemara, lo mafkiya v'chotech, and beitzah af lamad aleph. The question becomes, going to Chazanish, why not? Mishim stira. But didn't the Chazanish himself say, there's no problem of stira, or any malacha for that matter, if you're just doing it, what they call derech hashchasa, that you'll get to the food. So why is there a problem over here? Who is this kasha? Chazanish. asks against himself. I'm going to tell you what he says. I have a problem. He says, the kasha of Yom Toma against me. Im Kain, Chosama Shabakaka, Lama Im Afkin, Kavan the Gam Korea, Matam is Batlin, Floya Sosa, Mechuba, Odom, Korea, Betolush. What's the problem? Yes, Lama. Ein Achinami. Yeah? What may I have it? Buddha says, Zosa, what may I have it? The Sosa ain't a royal is battle. The Zesh was a Derech Ashkosa, ain't a Mafkia, Shame Sosa. What? He's saying, if you do something of Hashkosa, it'll knock off Matir, it'll knock off Korea, but it won't knock off Soser, because Soser is Hashkosa. Hainoach, Soser is Hashkosa. You knock down a building, it's Hashkosa. That's the nature of the Malacha. You can't tell me if it's Derech Hashkosa, it makes it going to Matir. That's the whole Malacha is Hashkosa. Slow. V'nei de bekelim ze'asha osek lahotzi ma'ashe besocha ma'ashe k'sho v'kli b'yagozim shein stira bekelim. We just learned that, right? We just learned that over here. She yadal tzivches, and he learns pshat, not the way we learn pshat with the kolbo that the cheftz is bottled to the contents, but rather he learns his own svar of derech hashchosa, etc. So why is Ches is Derech Hashchasa? Yud is not Derech Hashchasa. Who cares if it's Chos Solos or Chos Somos Shabakakta? What's the difference? Yes Hashchasa, no Hashchasa. Look what he says, a very big Kiddush. Very big Kiddush. I'm reading his words. V'nei de v'kelim zesh osi mashe b'tovon mashe le shesho v'klipa yagozim shein stira b'kelim. Yeah. Av v'chuber Shem Soser Allah. The Kol Shamarnu, Shabbat Shem Korea, Shem Matir, Epsher, may talk about the Rabbanans, etc., etc. In any event, it would apply the Vatl of the Shem Korea and the Shem Matir. That applies even if it's attached to the ground. But it's not the Vatl of the Shem Soser if it's attached to the ground. Ani lo mevin et achazanish. What's the difference? I have a bigger kasha. Fight. Look, read the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yudal Zifyud. You saw the Mordechai. You saw this. Without kasha, also the kaim amanat shelo asir b'shabbos. Amirim also the kaim klal muta. Mitam ze muta lahasir daf she mesimin also lifnei atanor v'shogun also betit she also the kiyum. As he finds back in Reish Nun Tes of Zion, as well. How so? What kind of tana is this, gentlemen? What kind of tana is this? Is the tana attached to the ground or detached from the ground? Well, what are most tanners?
I think it's tana,
not attached to the ground. Attached
or detached? How is it not attached to the
ground? Oh, so you hold it attached to the ground.
Like, our tana are not like part of the ground. Like, are we considering a
full carpet? Pashas, they are attached. But in those days, again, it's not completely clear. But on a simple level, it's attached to the ground. And still, the Mechaber says, you can take a daf that you put in front of it and smash it. Why? So the Chazanish would say, you know why you can smash it? You can smash it because it's called Derech Hashchasa. But he just got through saying, whatever the Mechubah Lekaka, it's of no avail. That's the nature of the Malacha. The nature of Malacha is to be Mashkes. That's called Soser, it's Mashkes. So according to him, the Helig Chazanish, what will he do with the last line in Shin Yudal? It's if you. I don't know what he's doing. I don't understand what he's going to do with this.
Maybe it's not Hasi L'Kayim Kla. It's like a special
head there
that's in the
Smah Hasi L'Kayim,
so not really called
Stira. I understand that. But the Pshuto, Chazanish wasn't going with that. He was going with his way of thinking. And he didn't answer this case. Seems to me. You're saying maybe correct. We call that Shimush. But he's going with a different Mahalach, right? Yeah, because he has the Kasha of Chosamash of Bekaka. We have to deal with that Kasha too. You have to deal with that Kasha. Why isn't that a Shimush? But if you want to, that's why I have to send him at Sius. I have to look at the art school maybe. I don't know. because art scroll, the Beit Salam and Alpha, I don't have any art scroll. They have, look and see, we have downstairs, we have to, by Minchatam, someone should open up the art scroll, the Masifta, based on what exactly is the case. I can't construct in my head, what is Chosam HaShem Bekak? Yeah?
Can you repeat the first kasha?
It's not my kasha, he has the kasha against himself. V'yim Tomar. I read his words, one more time. V'yim Tomar. Im kein Chosam HaShem Bekak, loma ein mafkin, kevin dim gam koreu mater is batin. But that you're allowed to do. Ploy es sosa v'vachuba odav mekorea betolush. You're allowed to be, right? Yeah. What did it say over here? Chosam HaShem Bekak, read it again. Da da da. He can be mater it. Right? Matter is okay. So if your matter is okay, why shouldn't smash can be okay? What's the difference between one and the other? You should apply the same principle, derech hashchasa. The same as you apply in the case of tolush, they wouldn't matter all these things. What's the logical distinction between karka, between karka and bekelim? He's asking a fundamental question. What's his answer? Geshlama. Enachinami. The Soser ain't a royal is battle. The Zeshosa derech hashkosa ain't a mafkishim Soser. That was very nice. Just put the shoe on the other foot. That was the wise of Mutna by Caleb. Like a blanket, you're pulling it from one direction. Well, you want to cover your head, cover your toes. Doesn't fit.
Why
not? Let me read what he says. V'nei de bekelim zesh osig zotzi mashav v'tocha mashav v'kishov v'klip v'yagotum. Shein stira bekelim. Yeah. Ava v'mechubur shem solster ola. Oh. Ain't stira bekelim. Even though sometimes there is, Tosa says. Not in this case. I'm not sure. I have a problem. My problem is, if he's right, what do you do with Zif Yud? Whether you take a matter of a dafsha, seeming also a bit of fiatan, on a simple level, this tan is mechuba lekarka. According to Chaznish, it should never be allowed.
Because it doesn't even qualify for stira, since it was never made to be permanent at all. You just put it there for a temporary.
Okay. You're saying there are two separate svaras. One's a svara of derech hashchasa, and one's a svara, what we call in our language, shimush. And also the Kiyam Klal. Once you have the second one, he's the first one. The second one can take his. It's more inclusive. Shoot. If he holds in that Svara, then he's a more inclusive head. The kids are, I'm not exactly sure. I want to say something which is a little bit radical, but it's based on a citation. Yes, sir?
You still need the first one for the Chosalos, for the Shem Korea and the Shem.
Saying to get rid of Korea and Matir, for that you need the first Svara of what we call Shimush. But to get rid of.
I
need the Svara of what? Derech Hashchasa. And when it comes to the situation of what? Of the Machosamash of Bekarka, so there he's saying that what? Mate works, but smashing it does not work. Why not?
You also have the.
And the reason why the daf works is different. The daf is different. Because the daf is a new word.
Yeah.
Different word. What's that word? Lolas Lakim Klal. We call that, we all call that Shimush. No?
Why not Shimush? Just it's not Miskayim Klal. Meaning, just not. Remember the reason of so certain that it used to be Miskayim, but it's not Miskayim.
Well, that's the question we spoke about a little bit yesterday. Is it all within one day? So we saw the question that we saw in the Sefer, Halicha Shabbos. You take a Sugi Shlema, referring to a Dof and Dof, it was all being done within a day? He didn't think that was plausible. Yes, that's the question. Mishnah Berurah Mem Dalet says, Halom Motzoi Shabbos, Halom Ein Dat Lotzi Shabbos, Gam Latiro Osu Zavik Ksas Kesher Shal Kayama Pri Megodim. That's exactly the person he doesn't like, the Prima God. The Prima God is saying that everything within a day, it's hard to imagine that the Gemara is all referring to a case within a day. You're right, the Prima God is saying it. I'm not denying that. His whole Mahalach in the same is against the Prima God. The Prima God is very schwer. I thought it was correct, but again, I'm not a, you know, Pribagan was Pribagan. But he thinks it's Shver, and I also thought it was Shver. So I thought the answer was found in the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, but I'm not 100% sure what to make of this, because I think my Metzius is not working right. Let's go to the original, the Trumas Hadeshen. And see what you tell me to make of this. What's the case? Tanurim shalanu, okay? Can we go slow? Shematmine v'nesachal and the Shabbos. He mechubara lekaka v'vinyin. The feirish, black and white. It's mechubara lekaka. V'sos min is p'en b'daf. What does daf mean?
Short? No.
A board of some sort. V'sharok and also betitvi offer. Put it in there with mud and with dirt. So it's now, it's in the, you can't, it's not so easy to get it out. Right? So it's put there, stark. Sharu this door says, Timus Hadaf Shabbat, Yosef Yachamit, get the cholent out! Oh, love. This is cholent, Yosef Yachamit is cholent, where the stakes are very high over here. You can order the hat, a shinik tzas, or a cotton, there's no goy. Even the godot, it's okay. Why? Can't bring me right from the Mordechai if I have a matomnin. The Kamazu and Achibur. Kalomar, Megufas Chomis, Lin Notel, Omenis. That's a quotation from Rashi, word for word. Mem Chesim Advaiz. What's meant to be removed is not a problem. Umikan Mutu Listo Stimas Tatana Shas Mirav Shabbos. As it says in Kuf Mem Vav, Shor Lemivas Chavis Bebrutia. Shouldn't the Mechavah not see below the Nevet Pischa? Ad Kan Lashono, of whom? Of the Mordechai. No. Hosam, I read Mikli. But if we're talking here about Mechubal the Kaka, yeah, next year Mekalim, but Tanurim Mechubar Mebinyan should certainly be Asur. And if you don't have in mind the Pischa, it's a Psegresha of Histeris Binyan. He quotes our Gemara. Chol Samash Bekaka Matelum Enem Avkir Bechol Teich. That's a typo. And must be chosam is gri kama ibechiva yafe. After the chosam is shebekalim, namelo avishara k'dishara lehasam. That's what we find in Tosis. If you want to say chosam is shebekaka, avagav the gri, you know, shvacha maisis. Mikomakom nasu lechibur l'stimas man mashu for a period of time. Lechen shayach v'ustir b'drabonon the merzik is hoser. Looks like it's hoser. Avol shrika zatanu d'lo nasa klal l'kiyum rak lishmar hachom l'fisho u'lemista l'mochar kiyuma, because you want to eat the children of Shabbos lunch. Shoy afil l'chadchila. Masha Pirish Rashi also Hilkach Shora Lahata Chosemis Bekaka Mishum Lohavi Keshel Kayoma Shosel Lahata Todir Nira De Rasvam. Watch this, very tricky. I will say every word here, very tricky. Hakesher Shesogrimbo. There's one knot that you keep opening and closing it. Matir Mosuk Shabaliftoach V'Chozer V'Koshek Shabalino. You want to close it up for the night, you retie it. Aval adeles la'olam kavua sham le'ezes man. I have a simple question. Why are you removing the rope on top of the lid if you're not going to remove the lid? Was this Boy Scout practice? I ask a simple, basic question. And then he has one more to kudu. Al titmaim nechalek benim bolis to lezes man. Who cares? Mechalkina afir medaraisa. In kesher shel kayama v'gimel chilukin. It says in the Gemara Piska Golim. You know, forever and you know for longer than time, less than a day. We make distinctions even with the shadow of daraisa. It's forever. Kolkin the inyan de rabbanon. Why is the rabbanon over here? Maybe it's not so something else, Livnos. Maybe it's an ancient Lugufa. Maybe it's a Bakalko. Whatever it is. Wow. Wow. Adkan. So I thought, when the Torah quotes this, actually the Beis Yosef quotes it, I should say, so I saw in the footnote, that the latest edition of the Rambam Kamos, if you have the fancy Torah, the footnote on that Beis Yosef, who quotes the Truma Sedeshin, Shin Yud Dalet, footnote, Mem Tes, Mavua Midvar Meila, it's going on the citation of the Truma Sedeshin by the Beis Yosef. Shatzir b'chosava shemekakahu, shachosava k'shuros b'telets b'tzadechot, Rebosai, on one side of the door, there's a permanent knot. On the other side is a knot which gets open and closed, tied and untied, tied and untied, tied and untied. That's no problem, right? Because that's shimush. But look at the next words. Avoguf adeles vachosamos shekshurin bo kvuin sham lizman ma. That's the language of the Jewish edition. Vachain bavkos vachituch vachosamos Merzik is also shen direct davas also the kiyum. Sira sakesha shul also the ftoch the lichshav tamid. Ein ba vishem matid ave kesha shekayava. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Sifya when he quotes it, it's coming from the Truma Sedeshin. May shall I repeat again? Why are you untying one half of the knot? Tie, untie, tie, untie, tie, untie. If underneath it is a lid, and the lid doesn't move, what's the point in untying the knot on top of the lid if you're not going to move the lid? That's a question of tzitzis. I need Tamina the Shia who have good common sense explain to me why it's worthwhile to untie something. You have two tabs, you have a lid, and the two sides. One remains tied all the time, and one is tied and untied, whenever you... Why bother if you're not going to remove the lid? I'm just missing a fundamental fact of Rosa. What's
Shah? Can you open part of the Dalit and not all of it?
Maybe.
Continuation.
Maybe. Maybe.
Let's
take a look. Thank you. Avalo mafkiya v'chotet v'shem stir v'dav k'shos v'lekayim t'ayinu kol ha-delis she'en ha-oba l'asa kol ha-delis v'shabas. I thought it meant only removing the knot and not any part of the delts. You're saying, Chad, you're moving the knot and maybe part of the delts. When you move part of the delts, you're already detaching it from its moorings. I'm not so sure why that should be different than detaching the whole thing. But I hear what you're saying, if it's true. I don't see why it should be true. I'm not sure if that's what he means either. Didn't think so. Kids up. Yeah.
There's two different studs.
Right.
That's
problematic, because that's the other side, the other part of it. This I understand. But the question is going to be, why is he saying that there's a problem to, you know, to break the entire covering? Right? So he's saying, again, from quoting the Truma Sedeshin, I'm reading it again inside. So why does it say that your mater chosama shebekaka, but they never budge? No! There are two sides, the one of them is budging all the time. Tie, untie, tie, untie, tie, untie. That you can be mater. Gewaldig. Why should a person do that, I'm asking? Why should they untie the two knots, one on one side and the other? The other knot's going to stay in place forever. I'm untying this side. I would explain, you know why? So at midnight time, I can now give access to the food or the wine or the water in the bar. I'll remove the delis. But if you're not removing the delis, as you said, so why are you untying the knot?
The Rebbe, I'm understanding that you are moving part of the delis.
So if you're removing part of the delis, if you're removing part of the delis, why is it any better, halakhically, you're removing the entire delis? Why should it make a difference?
Because the knots on the other half are the kiyum.
Correct. So not the other half.
This side it's possible that you should come in to untie the knot.
I agree. No, all that I understand. Untie that I understand. You're saying that the guy, what he does is he unties the knot and lifts up the lid a little bit. Not the other side. The other side is still somewhat jammed in with that other knot. This knot, let it loose and pick it up a little bit. So I'm asking a question. So if you're picking it up a little bit, whenever you untie the knot, so why is it mutter to untie the knot, not to pick it up a little bit? They're both being done with similar frequency. So either it's shemish or it's not shemish.
It is mutter to pick it up a little bit.
Oh, it is?
It's just not trying to break the hole.
It is a little typical, a little bit. Okay, I like that pshat. I like that pshat. You have a straw. You want wine. You have sugar. You want the wine in the pit. Just open a tiny bit. There's going to be a little tiny straw in there. Ooh, I'm high. I'm a sugar. You can leave it closed. I don't care. You think it's mutter to pick up a little bit, it's mutter to untie the knot, which will enable you to pick up a little bit, and you know the rest will stay closed. If that's the pshat, they're ready to do that pshat. If that's pshat. I like it. I like the pshat. So getting back, if that's the case, what was the original kasha of the Chazon Ish? Why is it that's usher to smash the covering? The answer is because that's not also the shimush. Because the typical shimush of the shikr is to take a little, untie one knot, drink his wine, and as if look, he said that was ever touched. The heksher on it. You know, if you have a heksher, you put a stamp. Make sure it's kosher. You have a stamp. OU. Put an OU, and that was never touched. Reminds me, she on Thursday is 9 o'clock in the morning. Going to the OU office. Okay, keep that in mind. So, is it OU or not? Yeah, very nice, but the wise guy opened the other side and put a card in the middle of that. OU is more careful than that. They stample every prize. Okay. Maybe. Okay, I like it, Michelle. I like it very much. Good. Okay. Thank you for solving my problem. Good. Okay. I'm assuming it's true, and you guys have to confirm it that it's true. I hope it's true. Fine. We're back to our beautiful sefer over here called the Halichos Shabbos that we left off. He goes about the Prima Gadim, Rabosai, a different Prima Gadim. He's not a Prima Gadim fan in this sugya. Rabosai opened to the Prima Gadim in Shin Yud Dalet. Shin Yud Dalet. Eishal Avraham. Yud Gimel. I think it's on the Bible comes. The Mogan Avraham Yud Gimel said in commenting on Ches Chosol Shul Tamarim, it's like Shover and Gozen Mashba Dafka Hani the Lav Kelim Gemurim Enem Asuyim Elash Yisbasha Tamarim Besocham Ava Kli Goma Pshita Diyosur Ken Mashba Bi Rishalmi. Right, that was what Rishalmi that we saw, right? He's Matir. What is my answer? Like Chavit Shul Tamarim. I'm assuming for the moment, if our Pshat is correct, that they're assuming for us that the Chavash of Tzmarim was smashed. I wouldn't want to lose your thing. I want to reuse it many times as a barrel. No? That's what I'm assuming so far. Otherwise, it's hard to understand what this means. And the Prima Gadim Yud Gimel, Ayin Pirush Rashi, Tzmarim Roram Lizbashel, Hatam Bayadekach Mizbashlin, Pelor Asuyim Lizbeis Kibul, Havik Shoma Lepri, bottle to the Priya, I'll take that. I'll have Hachi Yasser. Well, the Chorin returned to Rabbi Rishalmi. Kamavua, Ilav Mustiki, Shech Binyan Estira Gemura Bakli Katan. Yeah? And therefore, we must be talking about a case of Mustiki. And he refers to himself in Yudalit. In Yudalit, he tells you something very similar. What is he saying? He says it's only Mut in the case of Mustiki. He says, Chosolos Tzmorim Roim. Okay, it's like Shover goes in. Right? He says, why? Asuya mechatzicha stam dumide mustiki. So what's Kelim Gemurin? When it's not mustiki. And he doesn't like the Magen Avraham, who starts off Asuya mitzbashel and ends up Avel Kli Gomer. There's two different things, he says. The kids are nimrits, it's hard to know what the Prima Gav is drawing at precisely, but it invokes mustiki. Now we thought that mustiki, so what he said over here, the Sefer, beautiful Sefer, page Kuf Tzadi Aleph, he doesn't like this Prima Gav either. Didn't like the other one about within a day, we'll get to that later. Nor does he like the one of mustiki. Why doesn't he like it? Tzarech here, the Kabbalah the Shulchan Aruch, Evet Tam Chodosh, Shomer Agozim. If it's Mustiki, they should have said Mustiki. And Binyamin Sir Bekalim. They didn't say Mustiki, they don't rely on Mustiki. And the Kobo there in the same place. By Shomer, so Chobos, he says Mustiki. But he didn't say the same word Mustiki when he talked about Klibi Agozim. It's two different things. Also, it's Pshita, it's a Mishnah. And according to the Rashba, that the case of the Mishnah. Is it a Kli Gomer? We saw this before, quoted in the Chazon Ish. And being a Sefer Kelim Kasha Tvei. Why is saying Chol Solos, even Kli Gomer? And then he said, if it's Mustiki, page Kuf Sadi Beis, listen carefully. Amai Lotus Yasha, if Amai Tiru Lachtoch, for the Chashin on the Kriya, the Tamustiki lo Mahani Elayin Soser, the Vinyan Stira Chashuva, Avachiv Korea Shach Bakol. He doesn't like Mustiki. He won't help for Korea. He won't help for Korea. He thinks the real pshat is his pshat. It's bundled to the contents. That's what he thinks. Now, Rabosai, where did he get it from? Rashi and Beitza. But Rashi and Beis is Beferish, Ein Binyan Nistir V'Kelim. So you don't need Mustiki. When Rashi has also the Shbashel B'Socham, Ein Kavanoso D'Choshem Mishum Kli Kach Kli Garua, Daf Kli Gomer Lo Nesa L'Shitos Of Hifistira, El Ba'Kocha Kavanoso D'Choshem Mishum Kach Kli Botel, and there's no Easter of Matir, no Easter of Korea. However, he's aware of the fact that there are those who disagree with him and say that the base of the head of the it's one day. One day. Look at Mishnah Brura. Shinyadalat Sivkot Lambertes. Let's take a look at Lambertes. What does it say over here? What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says in Sivches. Chol Solel Shul Tzmar V'Grobos. Yemakisui kosher bechevel mate v'solos v'shash v'zachevel v'chotech afil v'sak says Lamates Bemes kol ha'igav dina ha'i v'sifchach v'siv zayin because in siv zayin imech osamas shavakelim it's the same exact thing and it's true even when it comes to karka so why do you repeat it again? Lash mishim seifo lash mina de bezeh afil gufan shechol solos mutl lishbrak v'om v'forish b'd hatam. Why it's like a ghost, but that would not be true of Shabakarka. So what's what does he want over here? One second. Yeah?
Mistake. Because it's Sif Zion, it was the Kesher wasn't Shalkayam. So it's the same over here, that's where the Matir.
So it's the same thing. The same reason should apply. What are you repeating it for? Okay, you're right. That's good. That's correct. Hold on a second. He says, "Well, if he said time had to kesher cholsolos, who mishum kesher liyomo?" As the Mishnah Berurah said, "Mishum sifkat mechavtes and memdalid." Memdalid we saw already. Let's see chavtes now. Cholsom mishum bekelin, loshen skira kloma shakisu shalem soga bekishrei chavolin. Right, and where does he say? Within a day. He doesn't say Beferish in a day. Lamedi says, La Kosha Kayamu, Sher Lahatir Tomer Uwasu. That could really mean what we call Shimush. But somewhere or other, he throws in, I think, liyomo. Guess that's Memdalet. Memdalet, we have, he calls it Prima Gala Yomo. Right? So, since Memdalet, put all the bishop moves together, seems to be holding the one-day rule. He's not happy with that at all. He's not happy with that. He's not happy with the Musta Kipshat either. Not happy with it. Doesn't like it. Now, more than that, he doesn't like. What did the Bi'alacha say? How did we start the share today? Bi'alacha, we're coming back to this. We're going to get too far. It's going to go a big circle. Okay? You have to go make it a circle? We start with Sitchas and Bi'alacha. Nara Bosai, why is there no Easter of Koran brackets? Even though it's Nava Slipash also the Rabbanu, look what he says. Then Shayach Shem Zeh Elebekriyat HaBeget to Shayach Bokoreh Amas Litvor. Lachi Goz Rabbanu Afilu B'Shalom Amas Litvor. Masha'en Ken Bazeh. What's Bazeh? Chosolos, baskets. There's no possibility of Tzvira at all, he claims. Is that true? Is it true that a basket you can never sew up? This is against the Mefurish Gemara. What Mefurish Gemara? Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. It's against the Gemara, he claims. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We've been there before. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Okay. What does it say on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis? Maybe it's Ayin Hamid Beis. No, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Here we are. The Gemara has the last three narrow lines. Haiman the Avid Chalta. What's Chalta, Zokrashi? Kavera Shulkanim. Kavera Shulkanim is pretty close to Chosolo Shultzmorim. Right, a similar kind of an idea. Chayv Yud Aleph, okay, not for that. That's the next line. The very next line, the Gemara. V'chayte lepume chayv shoshre katos. What does that mean? What's the problem? Also chayev mishum tofer. Rashi says. So liksha le'acha tfira. So you chayev tumor, tofer v'kosher. So if you can be tofer a kaveret shulkanim, you can be tofer chosolo shul tomorrow. So what the Mishnah Berurah is counterfactual. He's saying a chiddush, but the reason he's a korei is why? Because not shayach amanas litvah. It's not true. It's shayach amanas litvah. Should at least be also with the rabbanon. Then the Mishnah Berurah himself called the Tosefta. We saw it before. Rabosai here in Sifkaton Chafhei. What did he quote the Tosefta? We saw the Tosefta too. So yichav and lasos. What do you say? Mutal the kroa or meafichav shayin or is certainly so upable. Can certainly sew up, or so therefore the terrace he's giving is not going to work in this case. I make a slash in it and I sew it up. I have a big piece of leather covering a canteen. I slice in the middle, drink everything up, and sew it up. Some of these canteens you see these stitches in them, right? So you can sew it up. But he has another kasha on the Bi'alacha. Pilach is working with an assumption that you need Korea Amanas Litfer Bedavka. Is that true? Can you be Chayav and Korea as Amanas Litfer? What does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Korea Amanas Litfer. So what can I ask you a crazy question? The Mefurash Gemara, the Amanas Litfer. I take it back, a Mishnah. One problem, he asks. I asked you the Gemara Kufheim and Beis, the Gemara talks about Korea Bechamoso Almeso Chayev. Says the Bir Aloch and Simon Shin Mem, Abosai, Sif Yudalit. These are all the Mabakom and Hennings, but if you get to them yet, we'll get to them by Ian later on. Shin Mem, Sif Yudalit, below, It's page Kuf Sadi Beis Med Beis. It's still the very end of Shin Mem. It says Shin Mem Aleph right in the middle of the line here. Kol Zeh Olosh in the Rambam. Mashma Dibira Dadata Dhabina Begmar Korvanas Lifa. Oh, what did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber said, HaMefarek Nioz Dvukim HaOroz Dvukim Flon Eskabin Lekal Gel Bulvad. Was the tallest Korea of a Chayim. Shut it. Rambam. Verbatim from the Rambam. Says the Heilig of Yalacha. Mashem Bibir Dato. Or the Bina of the Gemara Korea of Manas Litvor. Shub di Lov Ochi Yuhab Adem Mekalkel. Av the Mechayim of the Tzor is a Dovah Tik Tvar Tikun. Hafil the Mechayim of Shalom Manas Litvor Ochayim. So the Rambam put a Vosech Beis Atzava B'Shabbos Gam Kein B'Kol Dinei HaKorea L'Chiyuv. We thought it's Chayim Shemakim Bepatish. Rashi says, no. The half to Bevarei Shalom as Litvar should have been talking with Kriyos as a Beged will the Pela of a Sersim Shin Yuzayim the Mils of Pshita to Poseh Beis Atzav and the Hochi Lohavi Vichal Korea Vishum that the Korea Shalom as Litvar Uva Atzva Sosa Besimben Shin Mem Karambam Chol Korea but as the Tagen Chayim. So before she walked, Kuvim and Beis, Kuvim and Chamos of Ameso. Yeah. I feel Shalom has lit Bechayov. Kol she is a tikkun b'kriyoso. Who quote this? B'kiveger. I asked to see it in the Gilead Hashas. Ayin Gimel of it Beis. Ayin Gimel of it Beis. Take a look quickly. We'll have to come back to this a little bit later. All the point of the Sefer Dichos Shabbos is why is the how can the Bialoch and Shinyadal Sibches say the reason why it's okay of Yadlis the Korea is because it's only when it's Amanas Litvor and the Asad Derabonon in a material with Shayach Tvira. So it's Shver twice over. One, it is Shayach Tvira. Two, you yourself said it shouldn't matter on the air, but I said for. Yeah.
But what's the teeth in this case to get to the...
To get to the Grovers, yeah.
That maybe the filling, maybe when the Korea of Hamas, so the Kriya itself provides me this thing, this enables me to get to the thing that provides me the...
That's true. We'll have to see. That's true. But this is Kasha. Your terrace may be the right terrace, because otherwise it's the people against the before Shigamara. We have to get to it. I mean, his mascot is, you don't need a mask for. Rabbi Yosef Kar didn't know Shas. Who thinks Rabbi Yosef Kar didn't know Shas? Baruch Hashem, no one thinks that. Chalila v'chas, chas v'shol. So what do you do with this Gemara? Look at Rabbi Kiv Vegas for a minute. I am dealing with Vegas. I am dealing with Vegas. Dealing with Shas. What Tosva says, the Torah leads him, Pinyin Zer, Midi Dehavi Akorea Manas Litvor. And things of this nature, that even if it's Abudol's answer the goof or Schayev, no, he has to be Dafka. Says the Hail Gun Hashas. The Vuad is feeling. The Af Hech of the Eno Mekalkel, the Tzorah Gleis the Dover, Mikomakom, Potter, Filer Abudol, Eitzim Goof is Chayev. The Sphile, the Eno Mekalkel, the Litvor, Lo Mikim Malacha Chashuva. Chinim Yedivya Kesev Mishnah, Perek Yud, Alacha Yud, Mikhl Shabbos. Take a look at the Rabbi Mekesef Mishnah Perek Yud Hilchos Yud Hilchos Shabbos. Look at it together, Rabosai. It's also in the Rabbi Kabbos. Habosai is a tzav a kotz of a ritva perek amad the makas. Equivalent Makas here. Perish Rashi Posech Beis Hatzava Mamish Osa Pesach Chodesh Lecholuk V'Shabbos. He had a poncho. You punch the hole in the poncho so you can put your hand like a tzitzis, like a hypercomp that I'm wearing here. Thought of as a square. And you pushed out a hole that I could fit my neck. Chayef Chal, Mishin Tikkun Kli. Pirish the Ned L'Machayef Shem Korea. Why? The Korea Shalom Has Litvo. Yeah, I don't put this. I put to leave it the way it is forever. I've worn it since for many years. I'm still wearing it. No, not tying up that hole. Not plugging up that hole. The chayav shem tikkun kli, like my malacha, but told to the makabah patish. Ad kan. Is it written? No. Frek the heliger b'kivegen. V'kosh alim yisugit l'kamon, daf kufheyam and beis. What does it say there? Al meso v'chamoso. That's not us. Let's go with Pshuto. He says, Rabosai, aside from all the problems that the Bilach has created for himself, he had a simple way out. What he himself says in Simon Shin Yudalid, Sivkotan, Mem. That should solve the problem, Chosolos. What's in Sivkotan, Mem? Sheshovara goes in. Takahani the lab Caleb Gemurimim. Then I must see him as she is Bashal Akhtaram Besochem. Akli Gomorrah, Korsosim, and Mechaber, Reish Timbezel, Yisr, etc. So what was his original Kasha over here? Mekivega is a Kasha. Gvalt. Posel Psalim. Sos Rem Shematir. Give this answer. True. If you take a stamps braided rope and you unbraid it, chai mishamat. Very nice. But over here, the cheft is bottled to its content. There's no malach in the world that can make a chayev. Not soser, not matir, not korea. Because you're dealing with something which is nothing. It's considered totally secondary to its content. And that's why he thinks that the real pshat in Chosolos is not what he says over here, but it's bottled to its contents. It's bottled to its contents. But this base he wants to say, at least tentatively over here, everything's bottled. All that we do, whatever we have in our house, in the shop, we have cartons, we have bags, we have cans, we have bottles, what else we have? Everything we have. Whatever you use one time, when you finish its contents, you throw it out, there cannot possibly be any intrinsic issue. Not Sosa, not Korea, not Matir, nothing. Can't. Nothing. As long as you're going to throw it out and you finish using it. That's what he suggests.
But most people throw it out, but you could, like, I don't know, like a pen, you could reuse it as a pen.
You know,
not many people throw it out.
I would say, let me ask a question over here. We all of us use cans for various things. Who saves the cans? Raise your hand. Or it's just, you save cans?
So, let's say you have corn.
So but it's only being used for its contents. And when you finish the corn, not today but tomorrow, you'll throw the whole thing out. And passion says the same thing. You have to eat the whole thing at one shot, not necessarily. So that's what he says tentatively. Rav Moshe says something similar. That you can open up, it's a famous true Rav Moshe. You can open up cans, make it right in. Yeah, it's eight and nothing. Yes, I hope. Like one of those, you know, the old, good old chuvas. Moshe wrote when he was younger, the long ones. Yurei Shemayim Yachmir, you know, that's always at the end. But fundamentally, it's smutter. For this reason, it's bubbling, it means fries and shas. Maybe we'll have a chance to look at our bunch of shuvas at this minute. But I wanted to tell you in the few minutes remaining that we have a Hagos Mordechai, which we didn't have a chance to even look at. I want to look at it right now, and we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, discuss this tomorrow. Tomorrow's your regular time, Thursday, 9 o'clock. Okay?
If you were using it for another purpose,
then it might be a problem, right? There might be a problem. Turn to Tav Nun Zayin. Tav Nun Zayin. Tav Nun Zayin, that we call in our language Hagos Mordechai. Understand? The Mordechai went through the whole Masechta and finished on page Lamed Beis in our print. There's Hagos Shnitzel B'Mordechai. You see, Hey Gimel Mem Reish. That stands for Hagos Mordechai. It's the Mordechai himself, but as we shall see probably tomorrow, he refers back to the Omud. The Omud means what he wrote in the regular Mordechai. There's Hagos Mordechai. The Mordechai, but all this, no one's ever really written so well how the Mordechai was ever composed. It's not clear. Now the Mordechai maybe didn't get a chance to compose it properly. He was killed on Kiddush Hashem. It was a Kaddish, the Mordechai. Mamsh. Of all the people we read the Torah, we showed him, not many. I think Rabbi Elchanan, the son of the Reed, was also a Kaddish, killed by the Crusaders. I think it was Mordechai too. Also, they were killed together.
Okay.
Could be, yeah.
Mar-Rab.
No? Rab was not killed. Rab was put in prison.
Yeah.
That's bad, but it's not the same. Not as bad. Not as bad. Let's take a look at Tuf Nun Zion, just briefly. So tomorrow morning, later we will go back. Tuf Nun Zion can be found on page Mem. This is Bametonin, not Memches. Okay? This is a very, very important. We saw the first half already. Rivara Ben Yoel. We'll come back to that also tomorrow, the next day. But the next part we never saw. Let's see it briefly now, and then we'll stop and we'll pick it up later. Zehen Ochibur. Pirish Rashi Begufas Chavis. We saw it yesterday. I have a piece of cloth, a perfect rectangle. I punch out the middle so I make my talus cotton. It has been a chibur. So when I punched it out the first time, makam b'patish. I put a lid on top of a barrel and I take it off. Zayin a chibur, it's not makam b'patish. Hikshir b'agmi b'agensa. Masha im hoya chibur, hoya asur. If it was a chibur, it would have been asur. It's hypothetical. Because tamid the kaman b'perek kol hakelim, ain't binyan b'kelim. What then ain't steer b'kelim? What do you mean? What does that mean? Who I did ain't steer b'kelim? Says, what does it mean that doesn't say it? It says, we saw it more a few minutes ago. Didn't mean? Didn't say, ain't Benin Mikaela? Didn't say, ain't Steer Mikaela? And the truth is, Binyan is not a kash at all. Even though it's a Binyan, what could it be? What could it be? Makam Batish. I have two kash on the lashon of this kash. The kash is a great kash. But instead of saying, it says ain't being who I did it, it should have said ain't Steer B'Kalim. And ain't being the stam doesn't do because it could be Makam B'Patish. I don't understand why he asked the question of this expression. I don't know. Maybe find a different source for a Baruch against the Sarah from the Mordechai and see what the Lashon was. Upirish Ram. Who's the Ram? Right? A backwards Pshat. Zechibur Pirish. Megufas Chavis. What? Was I used to Rashi? What? Ho will be nigma malachdo. Not it already was finished. It's a completed kli. Hafilim yatis rosha in binyan bekelim ben chaimish emakam bepatish kikwen nigma malachdo uposeach. What poseach? Poseach means beis hatzavar. Eino chibur. What does that mean? Shadayin lo nigma malachto shetzorach liftoach beisat tzavah kshaposeach lo nigma malachto v'chaim ha'avash. You call that ain't a chibur? Chibur means, oh, a man wrote a chibur. I don't know, if someone today writes a chibur, he spends a year writing a chibur, oh, I finished the chibur. Baruch Hashem, I finished. So chibur means he finished. Right? So in the case of the chavis, he finished already. The chavis is done. The lid comes off, it was garnished. Case of the talus cotton, it wasn't done that way when he had a whole rectangle because he didn't punch the hole yet. Exactly the opposite of Shita's Rashi. So I wanted to show you this amazing chat. We are out of time. Tomorrow we'll continue with these in Yonah.